The Molino de Martos is located on the right bank of the Guadalquivir River, receiving its name from the nearby Martos Gate, which no longer exists. It was built in the 13th century with five stones, until five more were added in the 16th century. The three fueling mills that are still preserved in the interior were built in the 18th century and were readapted at the end of the 19th in order to achieve greater flour production. The fueling mills were then replaced by three outbuildings attached to the Great Hall, two of which were occupied by turbines, each of which moved five grinding stones, while the third served as a storehouse. It is currently divided into three parts. The main part is a large barrel vaulted room running from north to south, which can be accessed via a ramp path and a street at the back of the mill. The second part corresponds to a mill or fueling mill built inside. The third is made up of surface structures with a central channel that connects to the water wheel that crosses the river and was used to divert half of the mill's flow. At the head of the mill, there is a support going up to the vault that may have housed the slots through which slid the overflow closing gate and which served as a support for the spiral staircase leading to the upper floor. The second part of the complex is made up of three vaulted rooms of similar construction, which may have housed the four remaining stones that were used during the 17th century. The last section, which is shaped like a spur with a central channel, may also have served as a jetty. After a refurbishment process that began in 2003, the Molino de Martos became the headquarters of the Hydraulical Museum of Córdoba, under the care of the city's Royal Botanical Garden.